Russian authorities are trying to convince visitors that the Black Sea Resort of Sochi can safely host what will be the most expensive Winter Games in Olympics history. On the eve of the official opening of the $50 billion event, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Kozak said authorities could, in his words, guarantee the safety of the people as well as any other government hosting a mass event. He revealed that Russia cooperates with nations across the globe to build a database on potential terrorists. His comments came after the U.S. Homeland Security Department warned airlines flying to Russia that terrorists may try to smuggle explosives into the country in tubes of toothpaste. Militants fighting for an independent Islamic State in Russia's North Caucasus region have threatened to attack the Winter Games after carrying out recent suicide attacks in which dozens of people died. Amid the tensions, Russian officials are annoyed that government leaders, ranging from American President Barack Obama to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, will not be in the stadium when the Winter Olympics open amid concerns over reported human rights abuses in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the boycott controversy is utter nonsense and adds he can't remember any single Olympic Games before that has been accompanied by this kind of talk. He adds that the invitations were sent not by Russia but by the International Olympic Committee. Therefore, he says those characters who sing too much of themselves, the international and European politicians announcing their rejection of the invitation, actually rejected the invitation of the International Olympic Committee. We congratulate them all for that. Minister Lavrov was among several known people carrying the Olympic torch through Sochi. The Olympic flame, which was lit in Olympia, Greece, reached Sochi on Wednesday, following a 65,000-kilometer route, the longest in the history of the Games. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.